Good morning, Dale.
We will get to the World Series. Don't worry about that. Let's talk about the CMAs. The CMA got it right last night. I thought it was a fantastic show.
It was, and I love the beginning when Brad Paisley, Carrie Underwood, and more sang Randy Travis's Forever and Ever, Amen, with Randy silently standing there until the very end when he sang the last Amen. It sounded like the old Randy. A lot of folks were brushing away tears, myself included. Keith Urban, Miranda Lambert were also seen crying.
We're going to have that opening segment for you coming up about an hour from now on KFKF. And it wasn't just how it ended, which, as you point out, brought tears from everybody, but just the history of country music laid out. Just a fantastic night. I'm on cloud nine here.
Yeah, me too. The female vocalist, no surprise, Carrie Underwood, male vocalist, went to Chris Stapleton. And past Entertainer of the Year Taylor Swift presented the award to Garth last night. The most heartfelt acceptance speeches were new artist winner Maren Morris and vocal duo winners Brothers Osborne, who were sure Florida Georgia Line was going to take it.
That particular win by Brothers Osborne gives me hope for the future of country music. It really does.
They're so good. When Eric Church won Album of the Year for Mr. Misunderstood, his bow tie was crooked and presenter Faith Hill fixed it. Eric said, I don't know what's better, winning the award or having Faith Hill fix my tie. The tie might have been better.
Flip a coin on that.
Yeah. When Kenny Chesney was presented with the Pinnacle Award, he kissed the girl sitting next to him twice. It was his girlfriend of 4 years, Mary Nolan. And finally, the oddest moment, and maybe the most talked about moment last night, it actually kind of grew on me. Beyonce singing with the Dixie Chicks.
Could have done without that. And if there's any bad mark I'm going to give the CMA Awards, it was that particular moment. Didn't need it.
Okay.
And by the way, Kat, the Cubs won.
I heard, and I'm happy for them. I am. It was a great game. What a great final ending to the whole thing. I'm Nashville Kat with the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm back tomorrow with more news and Dish on 94.1 KFKF.